And I have a picture. I don't know if it's in this album or not. It might be. It might be in one of my other albums. One of these boats in the Harlem River, and all the stevedores are emptying the carcasses of cows out of it, and there's a police car right on the end with the cops watching, waiting to fill the trunk of their car too. I don't know if it's in here or not.
Now, as the tugboat, you as the tug captain, you didn't deal with the stevedores though at all.
I didn't do the what?
You didn't have connection with the stevedores, right?
No.
You would just
The union was the 333, and it was part of the International Longshoremen Union.
Uh-huh.
At first.
The captain's union?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In fact, I still have my union membership card that has when I first got captain. When I first had to pay captain's dues. Okay. We used to pay up in Waterford. There used to be a union hall up in Waterford. And I used to like to go up to him because the fellow up there was an ex-tug captain and he had one arm. I'm trying to think of his name. And I used to like to pay him the dues because I didn't like the ones in New York. When I got out of the Army, I went back to the union. I was deckhand, you know. And I says, I want to, you know, get a union card. How long was you in the Army? 3 years, almost 3 years. All right, he says, did you get a withdrawal card? I said, no, nobody ever told me anything about a withdrawal card. He says, if you didn't get a withdrawal card, you're going to have to pay your dues. I says, oh, pay my dues while I was in the Army? I says, you got to be kidding. I says, do you want to see the two holes I got from bullets that Germans put in me? Do I have to pay dues for that too? He says, we can't make an excuse for everybody. I said, well, you better make one for me. I says, because if you don't, I'm going to walk right out of here and walk right down to the labor board. And I said, I guarantee you, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Really?
And he said, that was Bradley, his name was. He became president of the union later on. Huh. Made $42,000 a year, and he had three homes worth over $1 million. One in Florida, one in Maine.